Episode 384, The Secret of Work-Life Balance.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by. Happy day, sweet sisters. Are you excited? Are you ready to ignite this world and say, here I am, world. I am ready to take action. Yes, you are, because today you're going to discover the secret of work-life balance. Yes, don't you want to know the secret? There's always secrets here at Create Your Now. Come on in, take a seat. For those who are brand new to Create Your Now and you've just maybe stumbled across us, or maybe a friend, you know, said, hey, you got to check out this podcast. Thank you for taking the time to do that, because time is precious and you can't give it back. So I promise you, you're going to be in for a ride of your life. We have a lot of fun here at Create Your Now. And if you want to know more about Create Your Now and what we do, head on over to createyournow.com. There's lots of neat information. The new website is live. So if you have not taken a chance to check it out, I'm telling you, it is a totally different look. It really is. If you went back like months before and you were here at the very, very, very beginning, yeah, it is totally different. And I want to hear from you. So send me a note and say what you like, what you don't like, what you want to see more of. Now, remember, I'm still loading stuff up there. So it's going to take another few weeks to get everything completely loaded, but it will be there. So welcome to the family. I'm glad you're here. You can head over to our Facebook page too and like it and say, hello, here I am. Would love to chat with you. All right, we have got to get into this because I'm afraid we're going to go really, really long. You know, I love to chat and our coffee time is so important, but I also want to respect your time. And so a few of our episodes have become a little bit longer than normal. And so I'm really trying to pull back the reins and not talk as much, even though it's real easy for me to say a lot of words, which hopefully it's not just frivolous, because I hope you have a lot of fun with it, because I really do enjoy our time together. And it's not something I take lightly. So let's get into it. The secret of work-life balance. There's always the component in life that people are searching for. How do you do it all? I don't know how many times I have been asked that question when I had little ones attached to me and I was running from one thing to the next. They're like, Christiane, how do you do it all? You just seem so like put together. Well, maybe I seemed put together, but I wasn't always put together. But pretty much, yes, there was something that grounded me. And today I want to share that with you. Also, in our world, we're in an on-demand world. We want it now. Everything should happen now. We shouldn't have to wait for it. We shouldn't have to save for it. We want it. And the problem with that is we don't have a way of really kind of calibrating our emotions, calibrating what the next step is, because we already figured that the step should be the end. We want it here. You want to buy a new car, you want it now. You don't want to save up for it for 9 months, have a good down payment so you don't have a really high monthly payment. But no, what do? Nope, we just go, we get that loan, and we do it. That on-demand thing, the immediate self-gratification, that fast food mentality, and we got to get it in 2.5 minutes or less or it's going to be gone. Well, life isn't gone that fast. We don't degrade that fast over time. You know, things happen in life, whether they're good or bad, the struggles or the troubles, the celebrations or the challenges, the good and the bad and the ugly. When they do happen, we don't just automatically go and it's you know, we tank to the negative. Or it's so good that we shoot to the moon. It may be a few seconds that it happens that way, but then what happens is we become human. We begin to wrap our emotions around it, wrap around what the next step is, and things begin to what? Level off. Well, we always have, this term kills me to a degree, because people talk about, I got to have work-life balance. Just recently on the news, they were talking about now, not only are women looking for work-life balance, but men are looking for it. Why? Because the women are also out working. And so now when you have two parents out working, it gets more complicated. Now, if you're a single parent, You're a single mama taking care of it all. Well, your struggles are even greater because you're fulfilling almost two roles at times. Because, I mean, that's what you're doing. Because if there was the dad or the mom was present, it would be a totally different form of interaction of how the family structure would be. But what happens is we as humans begin to learn to what? To adapt to our surroundings. And so we get comfortable with this. Well, when we get comfortable with this, then we think, okay, so really what is a balanced life? And then we find out that we're really not balanced because either we're working way too much or we're home too much or we're not home enough and we think we're working too much, but we're not making a big enough paycheck. So therefore, we're still having to sacrifice at home and it just becomes a mumble jumbo. I mean, it's like this huge batch of soup. And you can't tell the difference between the vegetables, the meat, the broth. It's just kind of all mixed in there and it becomes real creamy and you're like, I don't like cream soup. I want to be able to see those carrots. I want to know that that's celery. I want to see that that's wonderful chicken or tofu, whatever you put in your soups. So how can you sit there and have work-life balance? How can you have it all? You want to know that secret, right? Well, think about this. What is actually being left out? Everything we've talked about here, you know, just, I mean, over these last few minutes, what have we left out? Your heart. Your heart is missing. You see, normally what occurs in life is the execution of habits. What occurs in life is the execution of habits. You're on autopilot. You just keep doing the same thing. Not putting much thought behind your actions, let alone the heart. You're just doing the do. You're no longer in it to win it. Think about growing up. When you were younger, the competition usually, you know, if you think about when you were in sports, whether you competed or not, even if you didn't compete in sports, think about it from the academic level. And you were a mathematician. You were a math wizard. Okay. And sitting in class, what? There's competition amongst a couple of the students. Well, who's going to get the higher grade? You know, you've had that. Who's going to get the most touchdowns? Who gets the ball? Who's going to run the most yards? Okay. So you have this thing of competition that begins to grow with you and it goes up through college. And then what happens? You hit your first job. Wow. Yes. And then you're like, okay, I got to prove something here. And so you begin to prove that you can do it. You're in it to win it. You put in those extra hours. Well, number one, most of the time at this point, you what? You don't have a family. Or maybe you might be married, but you don't have any children. In fact, maybe your child is a kitty cat or a puppy dog. So you don't have to worry about too many little extra tag-alongs in your life. You can really focus on your career and then maybe somewhat your marriage. Well, then what happens is that second job comes along, which is kind of a promotion, whether you leave that first company or you're promoted, and then maybe a move happens and then you get a different job. So you're on your third or fourth job at this point. You're becoming very comfortable in what you do. It becomes very natural to the point of you're executing habits only. You're not in it to win it anymore. You're not in it to prove it because you've already proven it. Your record shows, your record reflects. So your employer already knows, okay, you can do this. And you've already figured out, okay, well, if I know I'm going to get this amount of percentage of raise possibly. So I kind of like it here and I can work maybe for another 20 years and retire with a decent retirement package. And this will all be good. The next thing you know, family comes. And then you begin to start to stress of like, oh my gosh, I've got little ones to take care of and I have a hubby or a wife, whichever one. And then me, oh no, I'm not in this at all because I can't worry about that. I got to worry about everybody else. I got to worry about my customers too. Oh my gosh, I have so many people to serve. You go on autopilot. You do the do. But the thing that's missing, since you're no longer in it to win it, is your heart. You see, work-life balance You cannot separate them. Yes, you heard me. You cannot separate work from life. When you go to work, are you no longer married? Do you no longer have four children? Do you no longer have two puppy dogs and a kitty cat at home? Do you no longer have those bills to be paid? No, they're still all there. So what is it? Who is a crazy person, seriously, who came up with this whole idea of work-life balance? That's someone who's trying to segregate work in its own little bubble and then everything else. Well, if you are maybe in a more traditional home that only one person in the family goes and works outside of the home and the other one stays home with the children, then maybe, yes, you could be looking at work-life balance. But in today's world, no, I'm pushing the envelope here. There is no work-life balance. There is life. It's inseparable. If you're a mommy and you go to work, you don't forget about that you have those four beautiful children at home. When you go to work and you're pregnant, do you forget that you're pregnant? I don't think so. Kind of hard to separate them. So one thing you have to realize that when you're searching for this terminology of having balance in your life, you have to understand that you're looking at it as a whole. Life is a whole. You're not dividing it up into sections of saying, oh, my work is here and then I have the rest of the stuff. No. It all works seamlessly together. But how do you make it all work together? See, that's the secret. That's what everybody wants to know. How do you make it all work? Let's suppose you were a robot. Could a robot do what you do in life? Yeah. A robot could do. A robot can do the dishes. A robot can do the laundry. A robot can tuck in your children. A robot can read a book. Oh, yes, a robot can vacuum. I would need about 10 robots to vacuum for my house. And then, I mean, a robot can drive, right? I mean, the car itself could drive, I guess. And so could a robot replace you? Yes. A robot could do exactly what you do. But the question is, what part couldn't the robot fulfill? The connection, the love, the empathy, the emotion, the feelings, the relationships, your heart. The robot can never have your heart. So when you are no longer in it to win it, you're acting as if you're a robot. There, you have become basically totally disconnected. You're trying to put everything that you do in these little compartments. And you try to kind of compartmentalize your life. And the thing is no, that's not how life works. Life is a whole. The good, the bad, and the ugly. It's all of it together. It's all of your work. It's all of the children. It's all of the hubby, not just a little bit of him. It's all of the animals. It's all of the church. That is what makes up your life. That's what makes you whole. So when you begin to understand that part of it, and some of you may be saying, ah, Christine, no, this doesn't make any sense. That's okay. I want you to think it through because you have to come to terms with this. But a lot of what is happening out there is we try to segment and try to pull apart what happens in our life. And the thing is, it doesn't. It all overlaps. It's called life. You're doing life. And in order to have balance, in order to have the secret sauce, and you want to know that, right? That's why you're here. You saw it, the secret of work-life balance. You want to know that answer, right? Here is the kiss. Connect the heart with the mind so the actions reflect your spirit. Connect the heart with the mind so the actions reflect your spirit. Remember, when you're taking everything apart and segmenting it, compartmentalizing it within your life, it's becoming disconnected, disjointed. Things don't work well together. They don't work well together because they're not together. A marriage doesn't work if two people are not working at it together. A family doesn't work if all of you are not working at it together. You have to be in it to win it. That means your heart has to be included. You can't leave it out any longer. You can't leave it behind. A lot of people say that, you know, the baggage in life, you got to leave your baggage at the door. You don't. You can't. The past is part of you. You learn how to let it go and to learn from it in order to move on, but it still is a part of you. It has helped shape who you are. It doesn't define you. So if you're looking for work-life balance, you need to connect the heart with the mind. So the actions reflect your spirit. When you're only working one part of that equation, that formula, that secret, then that's when you are out of balance because you're not whole. Think about it. What's missing? If you look at your marriage, what's missing in your marriage? Is it you? Is your heart no longer connected and it's just actions? You're just saying things out of habit. You're executing habits. You're having intimacy out of habit. Or is your heart in it to win it? So that it's not just execution of habits. You have the heart connected with the mind so that the actions with your body reflect your spirit. It's whole. You see, when you have all of that working as a whole, you figure out what really matters. You understand. When you do that, the priorities become, you know, they come to the surface. They're revealed. You don't have to sit there and go, gosh, I don't know if I want to take this extra, you know, overtime, because you understand the benefits of taking it as a whole. It could benefit the family. We could pay off a little more debt. If I do this, that means I'm a little, you know, I'm longer away from them because I'm at work. But that would relieve less stress if we don't have the debt. So maybe it's a good trade-off. You see, you can't look at it as it being separate. It's whole. When you connect the mind or the heart with the mind so the actions reflect your spirit, it's easier to be present in your life. We talk about being present here at Create Your Now. Are you really tuned in when you're sitting there playing with your daughter on the floor and building those cute Lego things that they have now for girls? Love them. Wish I had them when I was growing up. I just had to use the boy stuff, the boy building blocks. Are you in it to win it with your heart, your mind, your body, and your spirit? Or are you just living your life and executing habits? Which is your direction right now? The secret of work-life balance is living life as a whole. The secret to work-life balance is living life as a whole, connecting the heart with the mind so the actions reflect your spirit. This is a lot to chew on, and so I really want you to think about this. I want you to begin to break it apart in your life and figure out, gosh, is this really what I'm doing? Am I treating my life as Tupperware? Love you, Tupperware. But seriously, is it just like this plastic container with this one? I got a round one and a square one and they don't match and they don't fit in together? Or is it a matter of, wait a minute, everything nests together. My life needs to work together. And somehow it's a puzzle and it makes a whole. It makes you. In order to have that whole, you have to have all of it. The heart with the mind, the body, and the spirit. Are you ready to connect that today? Are you ready to say, you know what, I'm willing to take a chance at this, Christiana, and I'm going to look at life a little bit differently. Maybe I'll be able to gain some perspective on really what balance is. We're about digging deeper here as we're moving into now our second year of the podcast. And so I want to begin to dig deeper as to what balance is. Now, we can begin to sit here and take, yes, certain areas of our life and work them. But remember, it all still comes together as a whole. We're going to talk about that in the weeks to come. It's really going to be a different mindset shift for you possibly. So I want you to look at this with an open mind and say, okay, this makes sense. Because I truly can't separate my work from my life because it's part of my life. So in order to have balance, connect the heart with the mind so the actions reflect your spirit. Really think it through. Because in all honesty, you can have it all. That doesn't mean that you're having 100% of it all of the time, but it means that when you're doing what you're doing, when you do it, you're giving 100% of you because you're present. You're incredible. Go out and be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.